Hey, this is Kevin at Food Forest Abundance, and here's your latest tip.
So my winter garden essentially is a smoothie garden. So all of this kohlrabi and broccoli leaves we use for green smoothies. I just actually picked a bunch. So I pick a little bit from this plant, a little bit from this plant. Literally, it's more like one from this plant, one from that plant, one from that plant. So it'll allow the plant to keep growing to produce actual broccoli or the kohlrabi. And of course, pea shoots. I didn't get these today, but when these maybe get a little bit bigger, I could cut them now, and I can cut them and put those in a smoothie as well. I got a bunch of the wild violets, and I got a bunch of the red Russian kale and the collard leaves. And you can use cabbage leaves the same way, but I'm really letting those kind of grow to get all the photosynthesis they can for the cabbage. And I also included some of these wild plants that I let grow in here, including the henbit and the chickweed, and like I said, the wild violet. This is Kevin at Food Forest Abundance, and together we're growing freedom.